Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave. Oh, my. Beautiful day out today. Hopefully, where you are, the sun is shining as it is at this moment in Baltimore, Maryland. Let me tell you something. We are embracing the sun as though we were living in the Bahamas. Woo! And last night, watching the news, which we do sporadically, by the way, in this house, but Brian Williams had a newscaster on, and she implied that there was going to be, after this little warm spell, another polar vortex. Just what we didn't want to hear. Let's just pretend it's not even going to happen. Just speak sunshine into the universe, shall we? Hey, you know who's going to be bringing that next hour? I am so excited about this bassist and composer and band leader and actually a teacher as well, Iris Ornig. She is so beguiling. Born in Germany, studied in Switzerland and London, made her way to New York City some years ago, and just is magnificent. People gravitate to her as if she is the Holy Grail. So that's why I wanted to have her on the show, because you know how I feel about females who play instruments that are completely artistic, authentic, and creative in jazz, right? We're going to start our show off, as we usually do, with something classic. Woo! From 1959, Cal Tjader with Vince Guaraldi and Company. Mambo at the M on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz. Oh, that man and what he can do on a stage. Seriously, if you ever have a chance to see Smokey Robinson work his magic, you will fall victim, as many of us did when we saw him last year in Baltimore. Honest to goodness, the sexiest man I have ever seen in performance. At the age of, as of yesterday, 74. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. Let me tell you what, the old adage came to mind. I'd rather be an older man's sweetheart than a younger man's fool. Enough said on that. Smokey Robinson, who had a heck of a 2013 because he got signed to Verve Records. What you heard right there was from 1979, going back a little bit. Where There's Smoke, the name of the CD, and the explosive song that did so well for him, Cruisin'. Smokey, as if he hasn't had enough honors in his life, was just awarded Music for Life honors at the NAMM convention in January. And I happened to notice that on his website he has some pivotal words for those who are so engaged in social media, especially young people. He's not liking this at all. Does not like the fact that people share so much information about their lives when it comes to privacy issues. For example, he said, "You will never catch me talking about the fact that I'm going on vacation." He said, "I'm a public figure." He said, "Why would I invite trouble to my home when robbers who know maybe where I am can rob my house?" He said, "I don't want people to know where I am as far as a restaurant is concerned, because I'd like to have a meal in a little bit of privacy." And he's absolutely right. He really needs to speak out further about this, because he's an elder now and people take what he says very seriously. And he's just as fun can be, but he was pretty straightforward about this, shall we say. SmokeyRobinson.com. I think that's you. Look, you just Google Smokey Robinson, you'll find the website. We heard Jeff Antoniuk, saxophonist, educator, master clinician. Jeff and his jazz update from Brotherhood. And the song was called Global Village. I'm going to reach over here because I know that Jeff would appreciate me talking about the personnel on here. Jeff on tenor and soprano saxes, Tom Baldwin on bass, Wade Beach on piano and Rhodes, Tony Martucci on drums, cymbals, bata, congas, and percussion. Jeff got mentioned the other day when Leo Lucini was on the show. Oh, that was fun. Jeff and Leo and Leo's brother, and Wayne Willens are going to be tonight in D.C. at this smoking new club called Dukem. And then on Saturday at Andy Music in Baltimore. Hopefully I'll be going to that one. But what they will be doing at that time was a little bit of what you heard via Global Village. They're going to do what they call the Brazil Project. All of them are quite proficient as far as the knowledge of Brazilian music is concerned, so this should be a real treat. Jeff Antoniuk, just a real nice guy on the show, as has been Wayne Willens. And now, Leo Lucini. We have to get his brother Alejandro on here. Just love to say those names. We heard at the beginning of the show Cal Jader with Vince Guaraldi from Cal Jader Goes Latin, 1959, also featuring Jose Silva on tenor sax and the immortal Mango Santamaria. Mercy, that was good. Cal Jader is one of those cats. A little bit of a background: in the early 50s, after having been immersed in music because Cal's parents were Swedish vaudevillians, and mom had these illusions of becoming a big star, but Cal, her son, became one instead. In the early 50s, Cal was persuaded by the great bassist Al McKibben, good friend of our friend E.C. Coleman's, to come to New York. And there, Cal was immersed in all these Afro-Cuban big band sounds, and he fell in love. So he devoted over 40 years, that's his career, to making sure that this music in his head came alive to folks who ordinarily might not have listened. So you can find Cal Jader Goes Latin most readily. It's half of the CD called Black Orchid. There's a lot of Cal Jader music that you can find, but when you go back to the early stuff, like the 50s, that's when things were lean and hungry. Anything was really cool, but this has some of that Western U.S. kind of cool jazz vibe in there. And, of course, the piano, Vince Guaraldi, was just absolutely brilliant. So is the beautiful woman that is coming by next hour on Hyper Jazz, Iris Ornig. I didn't know too much about her when I first became acquainted. Of course, that makes no sense, Trish. Of course, when you first become acquainted, you don't know anybody. But you know what I mean. I wanted to know more and more because she gets such tremendous buzz. She's right in the heart of all these cool clubs in New York City. She's traveled all over the world. She's from Germany. And the way she plays is just so, oh, my God, this album, No Restrictions, is just so breathtaking. You can't get it out of your head. Every track is a story unto itself. And you'll hear exactly what I mean coming up on next hour. Reagan Whiteside just visited us. And you know what? I think that we should play another track, particularly since I see now that Yolanda Bell has joined Beej in the chat room. Yolanda! This is so cool to have her. Oh, my gosh. We love Yolanda so much. Great photographer of landscapes. If you go to her Facebook page or go to Yolanda Bell Photography, oh, my God, just such breathtaking pictures. She really has a gift, and she's a good friend, too. I'm so glad. Reagan Whiteside, we didn't get this track the other day from Evolve, but I wanted to play it. Should have played it for Valentine's Day, but, well, doesn't mean that you can't be naughty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? This is called Sweet Sticky Thing. I'm not saying anything more after that on Hyper Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day too. I went in town to shop around for something new, and thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. There was a most attractive French cafe and bar. It really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, two people at the bar who were so in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blind. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today?
Pack a Punch when it came out in 1960. In actuality, the song was out before. Carmen McRae and Edie Gourmet had tackled it. That rhymes. But it wasn't until that golden, assured, to-the-point voice of Nancy Wilson tackled it that, man, folks were riveted. Something Wonderful was the name of the album, the LP, if you will, in 1960. Originally, the song that was written by Murray Grand with a lyric by Elise Boyd. Of course, a woman had to write that lyric. Originally, it was in the New Faces of 1952 Broadway Music Review sung by June Carroll. But here comes this little gal from Chillicothe, Ohio. Man, she was hot and confident. And her voice was such that she didn't preen on how good it was, but she really wanted to make you aware of the lyrical content of a song. And we were sold from jump. Thank God for Cannonball Adderley. He thought it would be a great idea to talk Nancy into moving to New York City. So she did in 1959 with the idea that Wouldn't it be great to have Cannonball's manager and his record label, Capitol, under her belt? And that's what she accomplished. Here she was within 4 weeks. Now, she got a job, apparently pretty quickly. She was secretary at the New York Institute of Technology. So she was working there by day, and then she got a call to say, could you fill in for Irene Reed at the Blue Morocco? She was off like a shot, and she was so welcomed there that they asked her to stay, and within a short time, she was the toast of the town. And this was from Something Wonderful back in 1960. She was 23 at the time. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Wilson turns 77. And Nancy, if for some reason you hear this, if for some reason somebody tells you that you had a song, guess who I saw today played on Hybrid Jazz. We want you to know that we are pushing mightily for you to receive your Kennedy Center honors this year. Whoever the powers that be who are deciding those things, Jason Moran has to be one of them. Jason, please get your folks together so we can see Nancy come December receive her award. It is long overdue. Happy birthday to Nancy Wilson. Marquell, Renee Jordan. Marquell Jordan, you heard in that second song set from Catalyst. Ooh, this is special. And it's not just because Marquell and Brian Culbertson have a cool relationship. Marquell playing sax for Brian, and as a matter of fact, I see that he's going to be at Burke's Jazz. Yes! Sort of down the road. We'll have to do a little day trip to get there, but that's okay. Marquell has his own band, thank you very much, an L.A. to Chicago native, so full tilt boogie into the blues and funk and jazz and soul and all that Chicago has to offer. The song that you heard was, man, we're getting there. I love that. Woo, 95, he moved to Chicago. Lots of things happened in that meantime. 2008, he joined Brian Culbertson's band, and well known in the Chi-Town area for stuff that he does on his own, not only in the way of that mighty saxophone, but also a vocalist as well. Love to get him on the show. Marquell, I know we have mentioned this before, but we'll get concrete about that date when you can sort of tell your story. So many would like to hear it. Mm. Reagan Whiteside told hers last couple of days or so, Sweet Sticky Thing, the name of the song that you heard from Evolve. And then another interesting fact, from New York State to Atlanta, that's where Reagan is living, working on new music with unknown artists contributing. She really can't say at this point. That's okay. We'll find out eventually and maybe get her back on the show to talk about the many wonderful situations she has going on for her as far as the friendships, the relationships she has in propelling her to move forward. She seems like such a happy person. I love to hear happy on the show. We need more of that. So, Reagan, thank you so much for not only being on the show, but being the catalyst. Thank you, Marquell, for pushing us over that 104,000 listener arena. Isn't that something? Thank you to everybody for making that happen. I love it. Not only can you listen to the show live, you can also listen in the archives any time that you choose. And when the show ends at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it pretty much immediately or within a 20-minute range or so goes into archive mode, so not to worry. Yeah, Iris Ornig joins us at the top of next hour. Cannot wait to hear more from this really accomplished artist and one of those names that you hear in association with so many others. When you hear the caliber of talent that plays with her on No Restrictions, you'll go if you have knowledge of the jazz scene at all. Really? Yeah, it's just like that, and it's because she is so amazing and continually gets booked into these great clubs and festivals, and we're going to hear more of her story for however long she can stay. Ray Gaskins and I spoke the other day, but I did not know when we were conversing on the phone that he was going to be with the wonderful Gabrielle Goodman tonight at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum in Baltimore for Gabby's CD release party for Spiritual Tapestry. Yes, Ray Gaskins on saxophone. And also our good friend Beach should like this, our SoCal Beach, who always is in the chat room, God bless her. Greg Hatza is going to be part of the CD release party tonight as well. Holy cow, it's going to be splendid. Ray Gaskins had a tune from A Night in the Life from a few years ago. I just love the way he turned this Herbie Hancock song around and made it a little bit of his own. Love the song anyway. It's called Butterfly on a Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Hybrid Jazz.
Never
You know, honestly, I was thinking to myself, what am I going to say about this CD? Because when you come across a female instrumentalist, the kind of which Iris Ornig is, it's just such a high anyway. But then when you have this particular project, No Restrictions, with Helen Sung and Kurt Rosenwinkel and Mike Rodriguez that you heard on trumpet and Marcus Gilmore on drums, it's pretty overwhelming. And then the caliber of songs is such that it makes you stop in your tracks, because the variety of the kind of jazz that you hear, and then the absolute confidence, like wearing the instrumentation like a second skin, having such fun, the interplay of musicianships, it's just, it bowled me over. And then I heard that particular song, Autumn Kiss, and I just loved it. I loved it. And you know the chemical reaction that you have with songs. You just never know when something is going to hit you. Something takes you to a place in time where you didn't think that you'd go again. But all of a sudden you were there, and you see the people that were there, the place involved, how you felt, where that was in the relationship of your life. And that's what Autumn Kiss did for me. Wow. And then you hear the other songs, and it's a different mode entirely. It just, it is this wonderful kind of sacred music journey that you go on, where you know everybody who's on this album is all so prepared to take you by the hand and lead you someplace that is some kind of healing. And now that she's on the phone, I'm glad that she's hearing all this. Bassist, composer, arranger, teacher, band leader et al., the quite remarkable Iris Ornig on Hybrid Jazz. Hey, Iris, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am just great, because you know why? I just heard Autumn Kiss. That's why.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I'm absolutely at your mercy here, because I have notes on you, but I want to be able to share you in any way I can with the audience. You're one of those names that pops up in my circle of jazz friends, that when your name is mentioned, people go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Wow, I had no idea. It's fantastic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen, we're in Baltimore, so Baltimore, of course, next to Washington, D.C., and then Philly down the road. Everybody that hears your name, and actually I've been encouraged for a while to have you on the show. Iris, tell us about that amazing journey that you've had from Germany to Switzerland to London to New York. How were you inspired? How did you get here? We thank goodness that you are, but tell us about your background.
My background, I'm basically a late starter on music. I was also always into when I was 6 to probably 16, I was only thinking about sports. I've been a professional squash player. I did everything. And then basically with 16, I got into music. A friend of mine asked me, oh, we need a bassist in our band. And, of course, at this time, since I had no musical background, I didn't really know what it was. But I thought, wow, a band, that sounds great. So I convinced my mom to buy me a bass. And I had an electric bass. And that's my journey, my start, my musical journey. So with 16, I started playing bass. With 21, I started playing upright bass. And then I got so into it, I studied music in Switzerland. Went then from there to London to the Guildhall School. And basically in 2000, I visited New York for an extension trip to take some lessons and just feel it out. I was there for 6 weeks, and I thought, oh, my God, I want to live here. So I prepared everything to live here, yeah, and I wanted to move actually in 2001, but then 9/11 happened, and I got scared. I said, oh, that's very scared. So, but basically, in 2003, I made the decision, okay, if I don't go now, I will never go. And since 2003, I'm here in New York.
Oh, yeah. And yes, have you ever made an impact? Well, proof is in the pudding, because No Restrictions is full of these A-lister musicians, and you are an A-lister. You are one of those treasured entities in the very many New York clubs of note, and then you've played all over the world. Are you feeling really comfortable in New York now? Do you ever miss Germany? What is it like for you to be a transplant? Is it have you fully made your transition, or does part of you yearn to go someplace else ever?
No, I think I've made the full transition, but I also have to admit I was basically over Christmas, New Year, an extended trip to my hometown, Germany. I played in Germany also, and I visited my family for 3 weeks. And it's funny, when I come home to my family, something feels totally right. It just feels like I know this. I probably will never lose this when I'm coming and visiting my family and coming into my hometown. It's something I can't really describe. It's just like it feels so natural, so just like, okay, I'm here, and that's what I know. But I love to live in New York. I was also looking forward to come back to New York. But that feeling, every time that I go there, it's kind of, wow, that's really interesting. So I don't have that feeling with New York, but I love New York. It's really inspiring. It's great. There's lots to see, lots to do, and I have a really great crowd of friends. So I'm really happy in New York.
You definitely belong there. And Iris, I have to tell you, it's just so wild. I've never said this before on the show, but in hearing you and the way you speak, you're really throwing me back in time, because my grandmother had a mother who was from Baden-Baden, Germany.
Oh, and where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah, it's really Baden-Baden. Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. So we used to hear these stories, and then, you know, some of the relatives would have a German accent that, of course, lingered from coming there. And I'm hearing different stories that my mom told me about my grandmother, and then my grandmother told us a little bit about her mother, who was named Eva Scheinstein, from the Black Forest area. So listening to you, I don't know where I am, but it's really good. You felt like you were home. Now listening to you, I kind of feel like I'm at home. Wow.
That's great.
It is. So thank you for that. I'm so tickled that you made your way here, because I honestly feel so strongly about female instrumentalists in jazz. When you were making your way around New York, were you thinking about being, okay, it looks like basically in a way a boys' club? Did you ever feel as though you were missing out? Did anyone ever make you feel less than welcome? Or did you feel like you always fit in?
I definitely can speak that I felt less welcome, or just like, oh, who is that chick that plays bass? Like, I really could feel that it's like, oh, who is that person? Like, but I just ignored it, because if you let it get through you, then you just lose, and it is. And honestly, you don't have to lose on that if somebody just judges you that you are a female musician and a bass player. And then on top of it, a composer. So they are like,
yeah.
I had
something,
and I still have it sometimes, but I'm just like, I'm just ignoring it. I pretend I've never heard this. I never see that. So I think that's a good way just to to go get along with it and not to, because I'm not a really pushy person. That's also a part of me. So I'm just like, okay, you know, you have your attitude, keep your attitude.
And that takes a pretty strong person. It does. So going back to when you asked your mom to get you a bass, was she supportive of your efforts to be a musician? That's a curious question to ask, but okay.
No, I had to beg for 2 weeks because she said, like, oh, my God, what is she doing now? I had to beg for 2 weeks. And I begged really hard. And normally I don't do that so much, so she finally gave in and said, okay, do it. And then, of course, my mom came and always supported me and came to my concert, so she definitely was a strong supporter, but she said, okay, if you really want it, you have to really show it. So I had to do it for 2 weeks and show it that I really want it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And then yeah, she must have been quite delighted when you got to study jazz and popular music in Switzerland and then music and drama in London. She must have been thrilled about the education factor. And I think that speaks volumes of you, that you were so persistent in pursuing education no matter where it took you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. I honestly also, I couldn't see myself anywhere else because I studied like 6 months economics. Because at that point when you leave college or high school, you're like, okay, what are you doing? And all my friends started to study economics, and I wanted to do the music, but I wasn't really 100% sure. So
yeah.
I just went with the flow because all my friends went there, and I said, I go with them. But then in that period, I just realized it was definitely the wrong decision. So I found out very quickly that wasn't the right decision. And then, after this, I applied for a place as a bassist, and I studied bass. So, yeah, but I think you have to go those ways that you be 100% sure you want to do it. You do it first the wrong way, and then you decide, yeah, actually, I really want to play music. So it was. I'm not sad that I studied economics first and then switched. I think it was part of my growing.
Oh, definitely, because you have to go that one direction so you can know for sure that your heart's somewhere else, because there's nothing worse than being involved in a life's work where you know that you don't belong because your passion is someplace else, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
So when you got to New York, how long did it take you? I just played Nancy Wilson a little while ago, and I was giving some background about when she landed in New York from Ohio in 1959. And she was working as a secretary during the day, and then she was working the clubs at night. How long did it take you to feel as though you were getting attention, worthy attention, as this incredible musician who played bass? Did you have one of those moments where you went, okay, this is it. This is where it's going to be good from now on?
And, yeah, basically, I have to admit, like, when I released my first record in 2008, there I could feel it, okay, I'm really on the right path. And the last 2 years really were incredible for me. Like, really said, okay, that's really, I belong to you, and I got hurt by others. So definitely the last 2 years been, are really strong with that feeling.
I'll bet. I'll bet. Because, look, you know, when people are, when you look at a whole project, and first of all, there's you at the helm as the band leader, and then you see Helen Sung and Kurt Rosenwinkel and Mike Rodriguez and Marcus Gilmore, you know this is going to be a formidable project. So now you're so entrenched in New York with all of these folks who are around you, and you know, I'm trying to wrap my head around what that must feel like as someone who was from a different country coming into the biggest city in the United States and feeling as though you are completely embraced as an artist. I am excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very happy. I have to admit, I'm very happy what's going on, and also where I can see myself in the next few years. So things are very good for me. Life is good.
I'm so tickled. This album, oh my gosh, Iris, I just really do treasure every track. Everything tells a story, and I love it because this show is called Hybrid Jazz, and here is you. You are so formidably viewed as one of these illuminating bassists that we have in jazz. As young as you are, I view you as young anyway because I'm way older than you, but people view you in a certain regard, and you have managed to have one foot in the jazz world where the snobs are, and I'll just say that, and then you have another foot in this contemporary vein where people who are involved with just contemporary jazz are going, whoa, who is this amazing creature? So congratulations to you for having a step in either direction. I love that about your work.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. People always tell me, oh, you should have been born in the 40s or 50s, because I'm really writing also songs like all the great jazz standards in that genre. And I said, yeah, I wish, sometimes I wish, but, you know, it's I just love it. I love to do more, say, like traditional jazz, but also I'm going also much more out now in the contemporary jazz area.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's just a real thrill to hear somebody who does a take of The Way You Make Me Feel and then turn right around, We Shall Meet Beyond the River, and then, you know, you have this very comfortable, confident feel about doing songs that other people wouldn't consider tackling. And it makes me so curious about you because you're an old soul. Do you feel like you are?
Sometimes I do feel like. Yeah.
Man, it's just and here's a glaring example. I love this song. You hear a project for the first time and you gravitate to some songs immediately. Second or third time, you gravitate to others. But here's one for you that I want to play while I have you with me. Gate 29.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that song. I'm so curious.
And this song basically, I have to say, approached me or came into me. Basically, I was on the airport waiting, and the melody came, and I just thought, yeah, that's great. And when I came home, I just sat right away down and basically wrote it down. And then I forgot which gate number it was. It was like a weird number. I said, I don't like that number. I like gate 29. That's why I changed the gate number. And it's basically very, very hip and very traveling and just like exploring the world.
Yeah, because when you have a song like that with an album title called No Restrictions, one has to wonder, you know?
Yes.
So I'm glad you explained that. Do you have a little bit of time? I promise I won't keep you a whole long time, but maybe another 10 or 15 minutes or so. Is that okay by you?
Sure.
Okay, wonderful. I wanted our audience, the folks in the chat room, folks who are listening, folks who will be listening in the archive mode, to hear this song by Iris Ornig. No Restrictions is the name of the project, and Gate 29, the name of the song on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. Well, now you know why our guest has been called, among other things, by a myriad of critics, creative, fresh, elegant, profoundly harmonic, that's one of my favorites, with a spiritual sensibility. She is all that. Man, that is such wonderful music. Iris Ornegg is with us, and Iris, thank you for that. You are so generous with your fellow artists. Thank you for that, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Man, it's just, is it something that is a natural intuition with all of you when you play?
Yeah, I have to tell you, that recording session, I booked the room for basically 10 hours with setting up, and we were done with everything setting up, we were done in 6 hours. And my musician said, what are we doing now? And I said, just go home, enjoy the evening.
Wow.
It was magic. The recording session was really magic. Everything went so fast and smooth, unbelievable.
Well, it really was like being at one of those special live events where people on the stage who know what they're doing anyway are looking at one another saying, I'll bet you I know when you're done. Okay, I'll take it from here. It was so cool. Oh,
yeah.
My. Man, in 6 hours, that's a record, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really amazing. It's fantastic.
Well,
it was really magic.
Well, I know that I asked you about your time, and I know that you have something tonight. You're at Kitano, where you are pretty regularly. So I just want to make sure we get our time in. Tell us what you have in the works for you in 2014. Anything you want to share in the way of music or shows?
Definitely, I want to do a new recording with a quintet formation, 2 horn player, guitar, and bass, and drums, of course. And I also have in mind to do a second recording with a singer. So there will be a lot of, this year will be a fantastic year. I'm 100% sure.
Oh, without any doubt. And I know that No Restrictions was done a little while ago, so we're due for new music from you, Iris. No pressure or anything, but we're due.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for stopping by. I really appreciate it. Have a good time tonight. And Iris Ornegg, O-R-N-I-G, is where folks go to get more information from you, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, and you are too. We'll see you down the road, Iris.
Okay, take care. All the best.
You too. Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Iris Ornegg. Oh, my gosh. It was just so cool to be able to have any time with her at all. You know, you never want to do anything like have a guest on the night of a performance, or at least you try really hard not to do that. But I noticed after we had scheduled this particular interview that Iris had a gig tonight. So she's usually working, but you know how I am. Tuesdays and Thursdays were chosen so that artists could sort of chill and have the time off, and then if they wanted to, after the one-to-one with moi, they could go back to sleep or whatever they wanted to do. But I was really mindful of Iris's time. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a taste of Iris Ornegg back-to-back. Two completely different songs. One of the songs you'll recognize pretty much immediately because, frankly, it's a Michael Jackson song. Iris's interpretation with, again, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Mike Rodriguez, Marcus Gilmore, and the amazing Helen Sung on piano. And then we're going to turn the tide 180 because we'll merge into another song from No Restrictions. We Shall Meet Beyond the River. This is how she is, isn't that cool? On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where am I? Oh, mercy. That woman just puts me in a different kind of place entirely. I am looking at the brand new Spiritual Tapestry CD by the artist you just heard, Gabrielle Goodman, who you heard on the show not that long ago. Oh, have mercy. You know, there's a whole bunch to say about Gabby, other than the fact that she is our friend Tony Bunn's sister. Yes! So we've got this family situation in Baltimore that's extended family. You understand what I'm saying? Gabby is usually at Berkeley in Massachusetts, being the wonderful professor that she is. But she is back home tonight because she's got a CD release party for the aforementioned Spiritual Tapestry, featuring Walter Beasley, by the way, her good buddy. Also featuring on this, just so you know, her other good friends, Patrice Rushen and Terry Lynn Carrington. Yep, she keeps good company because she's so doggone good. Gabby will be at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. If you are listening to the show in a timely fashion, you go to rflewismuseum.org, and you see right in the front there that Gabrielle is going to be at the museum tonight for her CD release party. With her will be another good friend, Ray Gaskins, and Greg Hatza. So you have some of the best in sax and best on keyboard backing up this beautiful lady who wanted to do something really special. So what she did was she went back to her roots, got together what is known as, and it just sounds a little archaic for some of us who remember the terminology, it's shocking for younger people to hear Negro spirituals, but that is exactly what they are. And Gabby has infused a new life. She's got Motherless Child here, Steal Away, Go Down Moses, Deep River, which you just heard, Heaven, Heaven, Wade in the Water, A City Called Heaven, Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel, Swing Low Sweet Chariot, Hold On, Nobody Knows, and Over My Head. So you are going to be assured of a time tonight. Holy Spirit coming into the house. Whew, it's going to be good. So again, go to the website if you're hearing us. Showtime is 6 o'clock, and you'll get all the particulars. There's a phone number. There is the website, rflewismuseum.org, and have a wonderful time. I'll see you there, camera in hand. Yep, I wanted to get our good friend Russell Blake, who has moved into the area, to come, but he is in rehearsal for a special show that he's going to do on Sunday, so you'll hear more about that, especially if you're geared into Facebook. We heard Kevin Tony and Kings. That's from Lovescape back in 1994, especially for our wonderful friend Yolanda, who is listening today along with Beege and Matthew in the chat room. Very meaningful song to Yolanda. Kevin, by the way, I can't say enough about this book. You've heard it being mentioned a time or two on Hybrid Jazz. Not only is he the consummate keyboard player and composer and producer and arranger, but also an author who has written a life-changing book called The Virtuous Man. Can't say enough about this book, because what Kevin does in it is turn the clock completely back. Whatever men heard from their dads or other men in their family or friends, whatever the circumstances, about the stereotypical pathway that a man must take in his journey toward adulthood, Kevin deems it all poppycock. Because he almost lost his marriage being one of those guys who had to be sexually experimental or had to reach a certain destination by the time he was in his teens, or it was okay to be on the road if you're a musician and cheat on your wife, because that's just what guys do. And to expect them to be monogamous is ridiculous, because we all know how men are. You know, you've heard this stuff through the years. Kevin addresses all of this. Oh, my God. I just love him for it, because in turning people onto this book and having their eyes go wide on you and realizing the truth of why we're here and what the priorities are, it's a big deal. I could go on for days. I won't do that because I just love him for that and so many other reasons. But let us tell you that we are about to hear another song. So many great albums reached our ears in 2013. And when we're talking about Gary Burton, who hit the milestone of 70 in 2013, it's a whole different story. So this is his new Gary Burton Quintet. Merging letters here, getting a little excited about talking about Kevin Tony. This is one of those quirky numbers from Guided Tour. And Gary could go one way as far as quirkiness is concerned. He could go completely serious in another way. He's got a lot on his plate, too, this year. I'd love to hear it. This is called Jane Fonda Called Again on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz.
A wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know if in this weekday room, I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee.
Something. Oh, does that stand a test of time? Written by Sonny Burke with lyric by Paul Francis Webster. That's Black Coffee. Published in 1948, and it was on the soundtrack of a movie called Let No Man Write My Epitaph. It's also featured on the Intimate Ella. There's a few songs on the Intimate Ella, not to be confused with the full-blown orchestrated Ella that were on that movie soundtrack. Something special. Man, Paul Smith on piano, backing up one of the greatest voices that we've ever had in our existence. Man, it was such a trip to be able to see Ella Fitzgerald on the television when I was growing up in Philadelphia. There were so many times when, you got to see that journey. Because if you're of a certain age, you remember the TV shows. There were quite a few of them from back in the 50s, yes, and the 60s, 70s, 80s. And to see Ella through all those transitions, it was something else. Man, it affects you when you hear greatness. I don't have to tell you that. Najee, we heard Saint-Tropez from The Morning After. Just what the doctor ordered, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to Najee. He just came back from Kansas City. If you remember, when he was visiting the show a couple of months ago, we were talking about upcoming events, and KC was one of them. Najee may or may not have known that he was going to win an award. He got one. There is a wonderful musician that was in our midst for a long time, Ahmad Aladdin, who was a swing and hard bop sax man and educator. And Kansas City thought the world of him. And he left behind a means whereby folks were able to get an award that was in his name for someone who felt led to enrich the community, as Ahmad did. His wife is still living, and his wife and Ahmad had this great relationship. So she has taken over his Facebook page, and she determines who best fits that profile of who her late husband would love to have had walk in his footsteps. And Najee was determined to be one of those individuals. So, and he deserves it, because you don't necessarily hear the kind of charitable works he does behind the scenes and the mentoring he does with young people. He's just an amazing person. April 26th, for folks who are in the area of the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, or can get there to see Najee do his thing on stage. Got to see that. Yeah. The new Gary Burton Quartet. Much to say about Gary. I'm going to try to keep it at a minimum, and I'll tell you why. I might scoot out kind of early today just because of the fact that there is going to be this CD release party at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Just so you know ahead of time, I'm trying to find something, so I'm stalling for time. It's all right. I'll keep it even more to a minimum. Gary Burton, by the way, is doing quite well with his book called Learning to Listen. Really making some inroads, opening some eyes about his musical journey and the fact that being a jazz musician in the times that we have been living, to come out, proclaim yourself to be proudly gay when you've gone through all of those years being closeted but feeling very forthright and feeling absolutely positively led to share this experience with other people is monumental. Whew! Downbeat Readers, poll winner from 2013, one of the best vibraphonists that ever lived. And now he is a DJ. This is what I wanted to tell you. You can listen to Gary Burton if you go to, on Sundays between 4 and 5 Eastern Time, www.jazz.fm. He, via his home, is dipping into his favorite collection of vinyl and playing favorites for an hour on a Canadian station called Jazz FM 91. I love this. This is going to be until, what, April the 6th. You'll be able to listen to Gary as a disc jockey. Got to call in and say hello. And I wanted to tell you, we heard earlier from Iris Ornig. We didn't tell you the songs that you heard. We've actually played four, but the last two that we played, yeah, The Way You Make Me Feel, the Michael Jackson song from No Restrictions, as was We Shall Meet Beyond the River. Great CD. Please pick it up. We've got a few more songs that we want to play, and we want to mention this a few times. Ken Navarro has a brand new CD. He wants you to read all about it and purchase it, if you will, via kennavarro.com. It is called Ruby Lane. It's available for download today, but I wanted to dip back a little bit more and play something from Dreaming of Trains from 2010, just because it felt good to do that. And I want you to be able to buy Ruby Lane. So maybe you can pick up both CDs, and then Ken will owe me something. Here he is, one of the master guitarists on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. This is Hybrid Jazz.
People get ready, have a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
But that's what they did in 1965, especially when you were Curtis Mayfield and you had something to say. Boom, you said it. Out of the way. Mercy, it's good to play something to hear that voice and that guitar. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. Curtis, a multi-instrumentalist, a music pioneer, a political conscience, a legend and lifetime achievement award winner, Grammy Hall of Famer. Whew, that particular song, People Get Ready, listed on a number of tongues through the years as one of the best songs of all time. And Curtis himself kind of scratched his head while he walked the earth with us, wondering what it was that gave him the fingers to write that song. He pulled back from deep in his background when he was taught in church that there's no place you can run or hide. A train is coming and you better be ready. Woo! Strong, strong words. Man, so good to hear that tune. And actually, that is the name of the album as well, People Get Ready. So if you want to dig back and get yourself some Curtis Mayfield, maybe think about doing that for the weekend. You are going to be recharged. There is a whole lot to that man. Some of the greats will wax poetic about him for another show entirely. We should really do a show about Curtis Mayfield one day and just have some greats who are still with us and talk about him, because the flavor of the times would have been much different had his presence not been known. Man, I remember. Wayne Shorter, 80 years young, from Without a Net, and a song, a three-minute song, which was short for this album, called Myrrh. Myrrh is one of those healing properties. If you do some research on myrrh, you're going to be astounded. Several years ago, I read, without getting too radical, that if you mix frankincense and or myrrh, actually separately, with a carrier oil and place it strategically, not a lot, strategically at different parts of your body, it has been known to cure cancer. It is so powerful. It's ancient. It's what the Magi brought to the Christ child. So it's very interesting that Wayne Shorter should give us a song like Myrrh. If you know anything about Wayne Shorter's background, fascinating individual. This particular album has returned to Blue Note Records after 43 years. Brian Blade, Danilo Perez, John Patitucci, merciless, really, merciless artistry altogether. This was from their recording during a 2011 tour. Wayne, so you know, is in Chapel Hill, North Carolina tonight. Is it tonight? And then he's going to be in San Francisco. He could do anything he wants to now. You know that. But just so you know, this was released February 2013 without a net, so exactly a year old. Ken Navarro, Dreaming of Trains from 2010. At the time, the Examiner publication said that this displayed his consistent freedom of evolution. I like that. That's what Ken does. He really is a man who surprises you with every project. I am anxious to hear Ruby Lane, and it's available for download right now at kennavarro.com. So make sure you pick that up. Just so you know, he's going to be at Jazz at Jack's in Denver coming up in March, which has a really cool website, by the way. Again, go to kennavarro.com to get your download of Ruby Lane and check out where he's going to be. He's also available, I believe, for private living room performances. He was the first one that I knew, anyway, who was doing them, and they have caught on like wildfire. So thank you, Ken, for that. Thank you for so much. The music is incredible. You know what? I'm going to take my leave of you so I can get ready early for a really fabulous time tonight. Gabrielle Goodman at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum in Baltimore, Maryland. Big building. It's beautiful. Joy Hall will be there. Yay! It's going to be really so smashing. Ray Gaskins, who I have not seen for a minute, will be there. Also, Greg Hatza backing up Gabrielle. CD release party for Spiritual Tapestry. If you want to get some edification and get some dedication and a revaluation of your life, you might want to check out the vibes going on at the Reggie tonight, 6 o'clock. That's why we're bailing on you early. Please have a wonderful weekend. It was wonderful to see Yolanda Bell in the chat room. Matthew, Mr. Williams, in the chat room as well. SoCal Beach. I love to say that. Always checking in from Southern California. Love my beach. My bride of Funkenstein. Funkenstein. However you want to say it. Potato, potato. She is right there all the time. Griselda, we have lost to full-time work, but that's okay. She listens in the archives. God bless you, Griz, if you're listening. We love you, too. Miss you. See you on Tuesday. Pete Gitlin is going to be returning, talking about his brand-new single. If you haven't heard it, get ready. There's much to celebrate. Be safe. We'll see you Tuesday on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.